What potential do you think our wind generation has in Victoria? It's been looked into a couple of times, but it's never really got off the ground, has it?
No, I think really there's a lot of capital investment required, and in order for a company to make a go of it, they have to do their sums very, very carefully, pick the windiest spots, and try and get a hilltop or a coastal site where wind blows, particularly when there's a lot of electricity being used, like at the peak times.
So what are you hoping to achieve then, if you don't see a potential on a larger scale? What are you hoping to achieve with this particular wind generator?
Well, I wouldn't say there isn't a potential on a larger scale. For a large wind farm, it's right on the verge of being an economic feasibility. And we're actually doing some research to try and encourage this by working out whether, in fact, when the wind blows, that the price of electricity does go up because of a sort of wind chill factor.
And how advanced is that research at the moment? What can you tell us?
Well, it's...
seems like a fairly logical link, really, doesn't it?
And I need a lot more time to be able to sort it all out. But the results are encouraging, particularly for a couple of sites which were part of a wind monitoring study done by the SEC back in the mid-80s.